Part 4. New Publicly Traded Securities. According to Syk Maricon Castillon, there are five companies that intend to issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed or intend to file in their Chapter 11 cases. These are Patriot Coal, Cengage Learning, Fiber Tower Corp, GMX Resources, and Friend Finder Networks. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court has approved Patriot Coal's disclosure statement related to its second amended joint plan of reorganization. Patriot Coal's plan contemplates two rights offerings to raise $250 million of capital through the issuance of 1. Senior secured second lien notes, and 2. Warrants exercisable for new Class A common stock. The plan will provide each of the holders of allowed senior notes claims, allowed convertible notes claims, and allowed general unsecured claims, in each case that is a certified eligible holder, an opportunity to participate in the rights offerings. Patriot Coal's President and Chief Executive Officer, Bennett K. Hatfield, said they remain on schedule from emergence from bankruptcy in mid to late December. Cengage Learning filed in early October a plan of reorganization that implemented the restructuring transactions contemplated by the Restructuring Support Agreement, which contemplates an approximate $4.3 billion reduction of funded debt. The plan also contemplates a post-reorganization capital structure consisting of 1. A new first-out revolving credit facility of no less than $250 million and up to $400 million to be raised from third parties on market terms, and 2. No less than $1.5 billion first lien term loan facility. Holders of first lien secured claims will receive their pro rata share of 100% of the new equity in the reorganized debtors, less any equity distributed to unsecured creditors. Generally, unsecured creditors will receive their pro rata share of the value of the disputed cash and disputed copyrights to the extent determined to be unencumbered by valid liens or security interests, and the value, if any, of 35% of the debtor's international operations, the value of the debtor's non-wholly owned subsidiaries, and the value of a certain piece of unencumbered real estate. Fiber Tower Corp. revised the disclosure statement explaining its first amended joint Chapter 11 plan to provide the following terms. 1. The holders of the 2016 notes will receive 100% of the common equity in reorganized Fiber Tower in the form of shares of new Fiber Tower common stock. And 2. Reorganized Fiber Tower will receive 100% of the new Fiber Tower subsidiary equity interests in reorganized Fiber Tower network services, and reorganized Fiber Tower licensing will receive 100% of the new Fiber Tower subsidiary equity interests in reorganized Fiber Tower spectrum, so that the debtor's corporate structure will effectively remain in place following the effective date. The Bankruptcy Court in Oklahoma approved a plan support agreement entered among GMX Resources, Inc. et al., the Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors, and certain consenting senior secured note holders. The restructuring will reduce the amount of the debtor's outstanding indebtedness by approximately $505 million under indentures as follows. Satisfaction of the $338 million of the senior secured notes through conversion of the senior secured note holder's secured claim into all of the issued and outstanding shares of reorganized GMXR common stock, and 63.7586% of the new GXMR interests. Waiver of an approximately $64 million deficiency claim by the holders of senior secured notes if Class 4 votes to accept the plan, or discharge of the deficiency claim, with the claim being treated as a general unsecured claim if Class 4 votes to reject the plan. Discharge of the second priority notes in the approximate amount of $51.5 million, with those claims being treated as general unsecured claims under Class 4. Discharge of the convertible notes in the approximate amount of $48.296 million, with those claims being treated as general unsecured claims under Class 4. And discharge of the old senior notes in the approximate amount of $1.970 million, with those claims being treated as general unsecured claims under Class 4. The Bankruptcy Court in Oklahoma City scheduled a hearing on December 3rd, for approval of planned disclosure materials. Friend Finder Networks, Inc., the owner of Penthouse Magazine and thousands of adult-oriented websites, won court approval to seek creditors' votes on its restructuring plan, which would turn the company over to noteholders. U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Christopher Sanchi approved the company's disclosure statement, a description of the reorganization plan, at a hearing on November 5th in Wilmington, Delaware. The court scheduled a December 16th hearing to consider the plan. Objections to the plan have to be filed by December 9th. FriendFinder Networks engaged in extensive negotiations with the certain consenting first lien noteholders, the consenting second lien noteholders, and the holders of the cash pay second lien notes regarding the terms of the plan. The second amended joint plan provides for the recapitalization of the company by exchanging allowed first lien noteholder claims and allowed first lien guarantee claims for a combination of new first lien notes and cash, and exchanging allowed second lien noteholder claims and allowed second lien guarantee claims for 100% of the new common stock of FFN, and in certain circumstances, an additional cash distribution. The reorganized company's estimated enterprise value was between $257.8 million and $285.4 million as of August 31st, according to the disclosure statement. The plan provides that allowed administrative claims, allowed priority tax claims, allowed priority claims, and other secured claims will be paid in full or otherwise unimpaired. The plan further provides that allowed general unsecured claims will receive payment in full in cash on the effective date, or as soon as is reasonably practical, or to the extent applicable, have their claims reinstated by the reorganized debtors and paid in the ordinary course of business. The plan further provides that intercompany claims and interests will be either 1. Reinstated in full or in part and treated in the ordinary course of business, or 2. Canceled and discharged. To the extent an intercompany claim and or intercompany interest is canceled or discharged, holders of intercompany claims and intercompany interests will not receive or retain any property on account of such claims and interest. The plan does not provide for any recovery to securities litigation claims or to existing FFN equity interests. As such, both are deemed to reject the plan. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for October 2013, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300. Or visit bankrupt.com/free trial, and we'll add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300, and that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune into our next monthly restructuring review on December 16th. Thank you for listening.